Justin, the Business Journal is reporting this week about residential real estate bouncing back after this recession, but bouncing back right into a shortage. What's going on?
Yeah, Katie Arcieri has an interesting angle on this, and it's not so much about houses, it's about lots. So across the triad, we have lots of land that is zoned for residential that's been lying fallow because the demand for housing has not been great over the last 4 or 5 years, as we all know. That's starting to tip. Houses are selling a lot more briskly, double-digit percentage increases over the last couple of years in the number of houses being sold. This is putting the folks on the sidelines saying, let's get in the game. These are the big companies that are looking to buy big pieces of land, hundreds of acres, so they can stockpile it, get the infrastructure, the water and sewer and the curbing, run out to these pieces of land so they can start building houses. We're looking ahead right now. We've got about 14,000 of these lots on the market. The way they're selling suggests that we might run into a shortage 5 years from now.
Tell me about the lots that we're looking at. As I understand, they're already zoned.
Yes.
And these are not built out at all.
No, they're not. Now, some of them are. Now, some of this property are home builders and developers who several years ago simply couldn't hang on. And they abandoned these properties. They gave them back to the bank or they sold them at a bargain basement price. We have larger developers that have some means. They have money saved. They've got investor money and they're looking for prime pieces of real estate. So we see these larger pieces of land around Elon University on the eastern side of Guilford County in different parts of Forsyth County starting to sell right now, positioning really for the future, putting houses on those lots to sell.
And you mentioned, I think, a key word, and that is the banks.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What role are they playing in this whole situation?
Well, you know, you could argue that the banks were a big cause of the economic recession over the last 5 years and lending practices as it related to mortgages. And as a result and as a reaction to that, a lot of the lending on real estate virtually came to a halt over the last 3 or 4 years. Well, it's loosening now. I mean, the economy is slowly improving here in the triad across the country. Housing is bouncing back across the country right now. And so what you see are banks more willing to lend on this type of future development. So, the companies with means are having access to capital where they can go out and buy prime pieces of real estate, again, several hundred acres, and start mapping out their lots so they could start building houses.
But on the flip side, foreclosures are up right now.
So this is an interesting dynamic. You know, there are a lot of foreclosures. We've had record foreclosures over the last several years. What we're seeing banks doing now is they really had to hold back on some of these foreclosures. It was ruining certain neighborhoods, for example, if you had a bunch of houses foreclosed in a neighborhood where there were people living in it. It was dropping property values. We are seeing property values increase. The banks are starting to complete these foreclosures. They are putting these houses back on the market because they're fetching a bigger price and it's narrowing their losses. There's also lots of land, residential land that was foreclosed on, and the banks are starting to make that property available too to some of these developers. So it's a little counterintuitive when we see these foreclosure rates rising right now. It actually suggests that we have a rebounding residential market.
What does this whole situation, foreclosures up, a potential shortage of building lots, what does that say about the residential real estate industry in the area right now?
A lot of speculating, quite frankly. You know, there is a feeling that things are moving in the right direction. And so the home builders and the real estate developers are saying now is a time, while the prices are still relatively modest, to get in the game and start planning for the future. We think it's all going to continue to head in this direction. Lots of signs are pointing up. But this is a great deal of speculation going on right now. And so we'll see what happens.
And it's speculation aimed at middle-class home buyers.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So we have built so many houses in this market, over $300,000, $400,000. What the Business Journal is reporting this week is that the houses that are being planned on these lots that are being scooped up right now are really for middle-class home buyers. I mean, we're talking low 100,000s, really up to 150 to 200,000 at the high end. So that's where they see the large growth of the housing market in the triad in the next 5 years.
So overall, it's a good news story for the regional economy.
Yeah, by and large.
Thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you, Audrey.